This is Victoria Barella here on day three of ISC 2017. I am here with my wonderful guest.
Daniel Adams from 1AV.
Perfect. Can you tell us about how you're enjoying, hopefully, ISC? I'm sure there's a lot of foot traffic in your booth.
Yeah, we're having a busy time across two. We're here with two booths. We've got the 1AV booth and a separate Just Add Power booth. Mm-hmm. 1AV is UK is the distributor for Just Add Power in the UK. So, but we have a they have a global presence. So we have a separate booth for those guys.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's fifth time I think here. So getting used to it now.
Ah, okay. It's not like me. I'm the first time here at ISC, and it's super overwhelming. I've been to two Infocoms, I think, prior to this, so the, you know, getting Cedia and Infocom under one roof, it's a lot to handle.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done Infocom, so this is kind of split. They bring the two together, but it feels like it's 80% commercial, 20% residential. Mm-hmm. I did Cedia Dallas, and it's last year, and it feels like you can kind of see that all in one place, one hall. Mm-hmm. So I guess the Infocom is much bigger than Cedia Dallas.
Yeah.
So. This is kind of bringing those two together. It's just absolutely massive. Not as big as IFA, but it's huge.
Oh, I haven't been there.
That's good. That's good fun, but it's a lot of walking. Not more than this, believe it or not.
So what's going on in your booth for people that are not here and just want to know what the experience is in your booth?
Well, 1AV is a coming together of our German distributor and UK distributor under the same banner. It's a pan-European kind of Brexit-defying, is the way we put it, venture. And there's a lot of brands that go underneath that, from Meridio, which I guess a lot of the guys in the States will know, as a full 18 gigabits a second testing piece of HDMI testing equipment, mm-hmm. Good for the guys in the field. We've got things like PixelGen, full bandwidth HDMI cabling, mm-hmm. Up to 15 meters. There's our range of HD Anywhere equipment that we design in the UK. That's got some really neat features of our universal remote app that's kind of bundled in with that now, and our Alexa integration, which I think we'd probably be reasonably confident in saying is the most sophisticated Alexa. Mm. We're writing full-on custom skill, staying away from the fixed boundaries that Alexa kind of give you.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's actually working in the noise of the hall, which is amazing. So 1AV, and there's everything from 1AV and to do with video wall controllers and down, right the way down to DVI cables, mm-hmm. and all the little bits and bobs. Just Add Power is a couple of new models, but it's sort of trying to stand out now in amongst a massive explosion of AV over IP product.
Mm-hmm.
HDMI over IP has gone utterly insane this year. It's like one every three booths, and it's trying to differentiate yourself in that kind of what has become a very congested market space really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have been doing it for 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So early adopters, pioneers, whatever you want to call them. So they kind of know their stuff, and there's a few really, really big differences between what they do and what other guys do. And there are standard chipsets, kind of like HD-based D out there for doing that job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how you implement a product around it, how you support it, your knowledge on it, and that's what's varying. So I think people are like, here's our IP solution, it's great. Yeah, it is, but they're not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's going to be really confusing for consumers for a while, to for custom installers, technologists, whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
to pick between. So we're just trying to educate them on how they choose between those.
Mm-hmm.
Did a talk in the residential theater earlier in the week about how to sort of try to ask the right questions and why is this explosion happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to kind of lead, not sell hard, and just sort of give people the right information to come to their own conclusion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they normally end up coming back to us because we've got those differentiators, those things that really make it better than anybody else's. So it's
right,
fun
nice.
Times.
So you just told me about the talk that you had. Are you offering any other educational opportunities, either within your booth or actually outside of ISC, if someone's not here?
And we have a training manager in the shape of Joe Fletcher, who does a lot all of our stuff in the UK and goes out to our distributors in Europe for HD Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's delivered something today for Cedia already, sadly, been and gone. We have a training scheme, I guess, that runs local to the territories. I've done mine on the first day in the morning, so I think everybody was a little bit groggy when turning out, but never mind. It'll be all right.
So how are you enjoying ISC? What are you expecting from ISC this year? I mean, I know it's already day three, but, you know, there's still one more day for exploring.
Yeah, it's different for me this year. Normally, I'm glued to a booth and talking to people and doing a lot of selling. For me, this year, it's still probably 50, 60% that. Then it's out and about, seeing what is there, looking for new product for us, potential new suppliers for us, new technologies, trying to educate myself in what is happening, what changes there are, and where all of this AV over IP stuff is, who our competitors are. Mm-hmm. Taking on a bit more of an information gathering role, because we have enough people to, you know, to man the stands and talk to people these days. So there's a lot out there, and we're mostly in a residential environment, so there's a couple of halls of that. Getting out into the commercial is not so relevant, so there's a lot of digital signage that there's a market, I guess, we need to break into with Just Out Power because it fits perfectly. So we might position ourselves there next year, so it's sort of seeing who else is in there and what they're doing. But looking at stand designs, you know, what are people doing that's interesting and new and cool? So trying to information gathering, get a feel for where everything's going, and listen to as many people talking as possible in the theatres about AV over IP, and then come back and do a little bit of selling later in the day, I guess.
Nice. So you're just a big sponge walking around ISC, making sure you gather all the information.
Let's
back.
Hope so. Yeah, memory's not so good these days, but yeah, try and gather as much as information as possible, and see where CD is going. CD are really. Yeah. This is their show for Europe, and to really find out where they're going and talk to them and find out the positive steps that they're taking. Obviously, the massive change with globalization of Cedia, and finding out, you know, how much of a positive that is and how much of a good thing that is, and try and support them in doing that as well.
Mm-hmm. And how many years has your company come to ISC?
I think this is year five. Pretty sure we've gone from 14 of us staying in a one-room Airbnb with one toilet, one shower, to having hotel rooms, and from building our own stand, bringing it over on the ferry, driving a van, and putting the whole thing together, to pretty much these days having to put the electronics and the technology in it and make that work, which still has its challenges, but it means that it's progress. We're no longer putting these things together with a hammer and nails anymore. It's watching someone else do it.
Okay, so have you been here all week then? Are you helping with the setup, or now you're kind of on the, hey, I can relax and actually enjoy the show and not come in like 3 weeks before?
I wish.
How early you guys
I wish. I even our MD, Mr. Chris Pinder, he's out here early. He was out here on the same day as myself. So it was actually my right-hand man and three of the directors out here on Sunday to do the setup. So what we needed to do, we were out here before the rest of the sales team. So dedicated, I guess, right the way through to the top. But yeah, and I mean, guess during the show, there's a little bit less of the groundwork to do. But no, then the breakdown, we're here for a little bit. And then we'll catch a flight, but we're aiming to get most of it done with the guys, and then we leave a couple of them behind just to sort of do the final bits and bobs. So we muck in to the end and right from the start, definitely.
That's awesome. And have you been able, you said you've been able to walk around the show floor, have you seen anything in particular that maybe you'd like to implement with your company, or go towards that, maybe a trend or some kind of a technology that you've seen this year? Since you're scoping out the show floor,
there's a few interesting things out there, and it's finding something that fits with the brand and something that we can do. That's quite difficult. I would say there are things out there that I would definitely love to see on our portfolio, everything from speakers through to televisions through to projectors, but it doesn't necessarily fit for us. Not sort of a traditional. Distributor in that sense. We keep a very specialized line of video product. Last year, for example, is where we spotted Meridio, and then sort of chased and courted them over the 12-month period. This year there's not been anything quite as strong that's leapt out and said, you know, we've got to have this. But then hopefully tomorrow is a day to get a really good look round. I've spent most of my time in all 5, 8, or 10, so there's a lot left to see, so potentially.
Good. Also, do you have demos in the booth?
Yeah, we've got a demo of on the HD Anywhere side, on the 1AV booth. We have a demo of our app. We have a demo of our Alexa control mentioned, so people can see an app, our app talking straight to our matrix, sending IR commands. not saying there's no need for a control system anymore. It's kind of a foot in the door product for installers who can then hopefully move people onto control systems. It's not designed to be direct competition to anything like Control 4 or Crestron. The Just Add Power booth has sort of split into residential and commercial. Mm-hmm. We've got the commercial wall with a nice video wall where we've rotated the top screens to be upside down, okay. Done a few funky things.
Yeah.
We've got some really nice Lerwe German television sets across both stands, which mm-hmm. have been catching people's eyes, especially where we're directly opposite the Bang & Olufsen stand, and people are sort of looking at the new OLED, the Build 7s from Lerwe, right. Thinking, oh, it's Bang & Olufsen. It's a Lerwe, and it's a lot less expensive. So they've been eye-catching, which has been really helpful.
Yeah, okay. I guess, how has your company over the last few years maybe have grown through ISC? I know you, obviously, more people, but I guess technology-wise, are you following maybe the trends or anything over the past few years that made your company change how they show their products? Or
I guess we always have that. I very strongly want to show real product working on the stand. We never just sit boxes on plinths and say, yeah, this is what it does.
Yeah.
And we've done that since day one, and we've seen a lot of people who've had to follow suit into having live and real demonstration rather than just literally sitting product on plinth. Mm-hmm. We'll stick to that forever. Even within the product, we're always trying to innovate mm-hmm. and find new ways to stand out. Branding and our marketing is extremely strong and second to none, I think, to most of the companies in our space. And it has to be because it's quite a highly competitive space.
Right.
So we've always had good stand design, everything from rotating cubes on the tops of stands, and so built everything ourselves in the UK, made it all mm-hmm. ourselves until last year was the first time we had someone else do it. But mm-hmm. very strongly designed, not just a white box with a pillar at the front,
right.
and you know, some coffee and a table. It's definitely tried to. You'll see the 1AV booth is all angles. And for lots of people compliment that, because I think everybody else thinks that you're confined by the square.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can be really clever with it.
Good. I'm happy that you're actually moving forward to, like, you got to see it to believe it. You know, a lot of people kind of come by, they see a product, and they're like, does it really do that? Does it really?
Absolutely.
I actually, like, look online to see feedback, or can I actually see it for myself and make a decision for myself?
Yeah, definitely. So. I think that's what we like to do. We like people to make the call themselves, let the product speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to be negative about other people's product
right.
when it's absolutely fine. There's no need to sell it to the hard sell, to the secondhand car salesman kind of sale.
Mm-hmm.
Let the product speak for itself. And I think if people come and see the HD Anywhere product, and a HDMI matrix doesn't have to be a black steel box that's extremely heavy, you know, with big buttons and is ugly. It can be a really well designed, really beautiful looking piece of equipment and actually do the job for you as well mm-hmm. at the same time.
That's great. If someone wanted to find you guys online, just like my partner in crime, he's not here, Johnny, he's probably up in a cloud somewhere in California, but not here. How can he find you online?
So we have www.hdanywhere.co.uk or hdanywhere.com
mm-hmm.
For the international territories. Then there's justaddpower.com for that. There's 1ev.eu, I think, is the 1AV website, so you can find us there.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
No, thank you.
I hope that you'll enjoy the rest of your ISC.
Yeah, you too. Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Thanks.